It's Thursday. What is it? It's Wednesday. It's Thursday. What day is it? Oh wait, I can't hear you for some reason. What in the world?
Maybe I should unmute myself. Oh, I'm a professional.
That would work. Yeah, you're a professional podcaster.
Just thought you were trying to read my lips.
Nope.
So
And
all that
today.
witty stuff, all that witty stuff that I espoused right after we went live, lost. Lost.
Gone.
Yeah.
You know,
So
it was only for you anyway.
yeah. Well, let's not we're a minute in. Let's introduce ourselves. Let's not get 7 minutes in and introduce ourselves later. So
Like
you want
we've
to
been
start?
doing lately. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Zach. This is Jason. We co-host a podcast called Hustle Machine. We also are co-owners of Market House, right above Jason's head. And we have been doing marketing and website development for 20 plus years. And so we have been in the hustle game for a long time. So that's why we feel like we have the space to talk so many hours on what it is to hustle, because we did it for a long time.
Right. You put that
And
in, Garen. I'm sorry, I don't have cash. Will you take Dogecoin? That's not, I'm
ooh.
flushing Dogecoin.
No, you're not.
You're right. I don't have any
I know you. I know you.
cryptocurrency.
You're a liar.
I can give you some of my mutual funds, and you can share. You can sell one. I'm a low risk investor. I am
The
a
housing
low
market's
risk
really hot
long
right
term.
now. If you meant it really like a lot, you just put your house up. You know what I mean? Like put your house up there.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pass. So on with the show. So for one, we're coming at you for a different day. So sorry for folks who usually listen on Wednesdays. Today is not Wednesday. If you do think that it is Wednesday, maybe you should see somebody or you should fix your calendar. Today is not Wednesday. Today is Thursday, and get a jar.
Get a jar. Well, he said he does. Garen says he doesn't take US dollar. Oh, he only takes US dollars. He doesn't take Canadian currency anymore.
I do have a
There you go.
loonie. I think I do have a loonie around here somewhere. Garen, are you Canadian?
Yes, this
Is
is
it?
correct. He is.
He is? Okay, cool. so today, our topic is. Oh, that's a nice mug. We need to get
You
some
like
merch
that?
warm.
You like that? We need to get some merch for
We
all the
do need
people
some
who
merch. I want to be sponsored
who
by
are out there.
LaCroix because I feel like I drink a LaCroix every episode. Anyway.
No. Pellegrino or Topo Chico for me.
I'm not a fan. Sadly, yes. Is that sadly you are a Canadian? Oof.
Yes,
What
that's
about
what it
your
means.
brethren? Anyway. I feel like that's a whole thing to unpack, and I don't want to dive into that right now, Karen. But today's episode, we are discussing the episode of Hustle Machine that dropped yesterday. That drops every Wednesday about 7 a.m. wherever you listen to fine podcasts, and of course on YouTube because it is a video podcast as well. But the episode talks about. What can I get from you networking? So it's a bit of a mouthful, but it is the concept where entrepreneurs can get sucked in to schemes and groups and communities that are on that only really exist for like ownership or other members to just get stuff from you. And it's discussing the pitfalls around that. So, Zach, I
It's
think
not
this is
just,
your topic that, and
yeah,
you
it's not just
expand on that.
entrepreneurs. It's not just entrepreneurs. I think it goes beyond that too. I mean, the people who are aspiring to be an entrepreneur or trying to find a side hustle that they can get involved in end up
Yeah.
getting in these networking group, or yeah, I'm gonna call them networking groups, that just basically drain them dry, where they don't have any real substance inside the community.
Yeah.
If it lasts, it's like a splash in the splash in the pan type deal, where you get gung ho from the beginning. Oftentimes, these people are paying to be in it. They got to get entry into it. And once they get in there, there's like this disillusionment that happens. And they're like, oh, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Jason and I have been in that situation. We've been, we were a part of one. And we talk about that a little bit on the show. We did pay to get into it. And it was not the way it was sold to us. It was not what we expected. And it was not only was it a financial drain for us, but it was also like a time suck for us as well. Where there was a lot of requirements of these different things. And I'm all for video courses and classes and all that sort of stuff, but the way that it was set up, it was like, well, how in the world am I supposed to get all of your, you've got like nearly 200 videos that I need to watch.
Yeah.
And then I need to watch how many this week? I didn't watch like 15 this week.
Yeah.
And I got to get on two different sessions with you. Like at set times. Like I can't just hop on and listen to it. Like, it's a requirement to be in the community that you have to be on these calls. Of course, it's a requirement to be on the community. Like, so we talk a lot about, we didn't really get anything out of it. And I've heard other stories of people who've gotten in similar, similar networking events or networking groups, is what I'm going to call them. And it was more of a, hey, how are you doing? And then the other person responds back and says, what do you do? And you tell them what you do. And then it's like, well, oh, I have this. I, you know what? We could probably work together. Let's do this. Let's get on a call. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what I was expecting. I was hoping more of a community. And this is more of like a, just a glorified group of people who want to sell me on things. If I want that, I can just go to social media or go LinkedIn or whatever for that.
Yeah.
That was a long explanation.
But the I think any community can kind of turn into that. I talk about it briefly on the episode, but I'll mention part of what you said, then I'll go off into another piece. But for me, that's why I left LinkedIn for so long, because I was just hounded incessantly by people who wanted to connect. And then when I would say, okay, sure, fine, I don't know you, you are connected to three other people I know, fine, let's do it. And as soon as I get the connection approved, it's, hey, take a look at this wall of text, click this link and take a look at this and do this and answer these questions. And can we get on a call and click my link in my bio to schedule this, blah, blah, blah. It was just, it was on and on and on. And you know that they were just going after somebody with my title and probably my local area and industry, and they were just hitting up everybody. And it was like, it's not that very, the thing that bothers me, it's that very like low effort approach, and they're just like scattershot doing everything. There's no real focus on it, and it's just like, hey, connect so I can sell you something. Connect so I can sell you something. Now,
you know what's funny is just this week, like actually it was yesterday, maybe the day before, I was in one of these groups that I forgot that I was even still in. I was not even active. And somebody tried to sell me on building a website for my company. I was like, you didn't even look, did you? You don't even look at what we do, because clearly if you did, you would have realized real fast that doesn't make a lot of sense for me.
Right. Right. Agreed. Now, at the same time, I've experienced amazing groups. One of them is Winject. You know, not to toot the, you know, the source of of this channel, but Winject is a community. I mean, we joined and, you know, we've made several connections. We've helped people in the community, and we've gotten leads from others in the community, and we've all been growing in this process together. So that's a great one. Now there's another group. I met with them a couple of times during like the height of lockdown. Right. So like, I think this is like maybe mid 2020, and it was like a networking group that I'd been connected with, but I'd never gone to any of the events. and I saw that they were doing some digital networking events. So it was like a digital lunch and learn kind of thing. No lunch was provided. That would have been legit though. Like if DoorDash showed up at my door, they're like, here's your lunch. Now get back on Zoom. That would have been awesome. But I did an amazing event. It was like network under 40 or something like that. And it was great because the way that the community lunch and learn was run, for one, it was a small group. So I think there was maybe 10 or 12 of us on the call. Mm-hmm. And we're all in this local area, you know, in the Southeast. And so that helped. But the way that the community was run dictated how the community was engaging, and it stopped it from becoming that "what can I get from you" style of networking, which any community unchecked would probably inevitably turn to. But one of the things I loved about it is when you sat down with the group, you gave your little, you know, your elevator pitch. This is what I do. This is the kind of client that I'm looking for. And then everybody went down the line. Yeah, everybody went down the line. But at the end, it circled back and you had to, I mean, this is pretty typical with networking, but it was managed well. This is my whole point, is that each person had to give, like it was not give, but it was suggested like, hey, if there's anything that you can do to help anybody, or if there's any connections that you have that might assist somebody, make sure that you connect up. And, you know, after the call, you message them and stuff like that. And people did. And I emailed back and forth with several of those people for a while. And I met some other marketers in our area. And I think I even referred a piece of business to one of them. So that's the kind of networking that is done right. Right. So it all comes from the top down. It all comes from a good structure.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we spent a lot of time on talking on this episode, our visions and our plan for our community. And, you know, it's one of those things where if it ever becomes this salesy network of people, then, you know, we've obviously failed. Our goal is to, like we've said a long time ago, is to link arms with other entrepreneurs, other business owners, other creatives, to form a community of people who understand one another.
Yeah.
It's a place to get advice. It's a place to get support. It's a place to get, that's it. And if it becomes this thing where we're getting, we're seeing in the comments or community where it does become super salesy, then it's like, okay, you made a joke, like shut it down. Shut it all down, like burn it to the ground, because we hate that. And that's one thing that is gross to me. Like it disgusts me a little bit. And not to say like there's anything wrong with selling courses, because that's something that we plan to do at some point. Selling courses, having maybe events, having meetups, all that sort of stuff is more than likely going to be a part of what we do. Again, it goes back to what you just said. It depends on how it's set up, depends on how it's run, and then the people you let in. And I think you just got to be careful. If you get into these groups and it becomes all about, and you start to see, you'll notice it really quick, because that's one of the things we noticed in the one we actually paid to be a part of. We noticed it was like, okay, yeah, now that you're in, if you buy this, this, and this, you get this now. I'm like, it's never going to end. It's literally never going to end. And now I feel like I'm just paying for this person that, when I sat down and looked at the advice, I was like, this advice, I could have gotten this advice anywhere. You know what I mean? What you've put out is okay. I mean, it's not terrible, but at the same time, I know I can go on YouTube and find the exact same information.
Yeah.
I just could.
Yeah.
So,
but you know, I think, I think with communities that like we want to build and communities that are structured well, there's really no limit to how they can grow. Right. Like it's exponential. Like, so like with the community that we're building with Hustle Machine, the entire Winjet community itself, that networking, you know, community, that under 40 thing that I mentioned, things like that, that are structured well, they will thrive. Things that are not left unchecked will burn out. You'll lose your money. You'll go broke. You'll go broke trying to stay up with the community. And you're going to run everybody dry because you're just trying to, get everything that you can from it. And that's just toxic. So, like, I said all that to say, when it comes to having a good community, be wary of the people who join, because like a lot of Facebook groups and stuff like that, you can see how long somebody's been in part of it. Be wary of, you know, exchanging any kind of information with people who have only been connected for a short amount of time. Because I see that over and over again, where somebody will join a group and then they're like, here's my information. What can I get from you? Can you connect me with this person? It's like, they're going crazy to get as much as they can, as quick as they can. And it just frustrates me because nobody wants to do the work. Yeah. Would it be super easy if I just joined a group and they just gave me leads and I started making crazy amounts of money and I just became really amazing and just had this a super successful path? Yeah, that would be so cool, but you can't sustain it. And if you don't do the work, there's not going to be real value behind it. So just be wary of that. And then also don't do that yourself. Like, don't get sucked into the idea that I'm going to join this group and then everything's going to change for me immediately. Mm-hmm. Because the whole point of communities and for groups is that you are real and that you are nurturing relationships and that you are aware of the community enough to be able to be precise when opportunities arise for you to be able to either help somebody or to gain from a situation, like, positively. So, I mean, I think, if you are part of a community or your community moderator, just keep your eyes open, because there's far too many people who join up to a group and just start scamming people, or even the group itself is just built on scammy principles, and you're gonna get snookered. So it's just something that drives us crazy.
Now there is actual networking groups. That is a thing. But when you get into, if you get into one that's not branded that way, then it's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like a turn around and walk out. Like, I don't want to be a part of that. It's quiet today, man. It's quiet today. If you guys have any thoughts, let us know what you guys think about any listening. Networks you
get. Taking it all in.
What are they eating? What do you think they're eating? Because you did like this, so like obviously you think of like a spoon, or a fork of some sort. So like cereal,
like a bowl of oatmeal.
Oatmeal at 1:52 on an Eastern time. I guess, you know, if you're West Coast, it's still close to.
It's oatmeal. It's oatmeal time somewhere. My new shirt. It's oatmeal time somewhere.
Nope. I mean, I like oatmeal. Don't get me wrong. Sorry, I'm getting over a cold. I like oatmeal, but not that much. But okay. Anyways, one of the things we want to kind of look at in now, like moving forward, not all of our topics will be centered around hustle culture. We do talk about things that connect to it, but not outright saying, hey, hustle culture says this, this, and this. But one of the things we are, going to look at is the effects of health, your health, when you get tied into some of this hustle culture that you can get sucked into. And Jason and I know that from experience, I know for myself, the physical ramifications that I went through, with my health over the past, well, the past year for sure, but then before that, I went through a rough patch of some health issues that were pretty scary at my age at that time. And honestly, I think that right there was kind of like the turning point for me. There was like a turning point at that moment of, I don't want to keep living in this rat race, this hustle culture world where now I'm literally driving myself into the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like literally going to drive myself 6 feet under if I don't, if I'm not careful. And so I'm really, really excited about that topic. Because I think that so many entrepreneurs get into these networks and like you said, just a few minutes ago, they feel like, well, now I'm a part of this group. All of my problems are fixed. Everything is solved and we can't put all of our eggs in that basket. It just, it's not healthy. It's not safe. And oftentimes most of these groups don't have the structure that needs to be in place. And I think that's one of the reasons Jason and I are taking it slow. We do have the group. You can join the group. But we're building it slowly and we're building it slowly on purpose to make sure we set the culture that we want there.
Right.
Instead of it just being put together or what's the saying, build a plan as it's going down. That's not what I want to do. I would like to have a very, very good structure that we want in place and well thought out.
The one that we're building, for Hustle Machine is, we're starting the group, on Facebook inside of the Facebook, groups segment. So, if you're interested in joining, you could just search Hustle Machine inside of groups and it'll be there. And then you can, there's a couple questions and, you can request to join. And so that'll give us a little bit of insight into you. And then, or you can just message us. You know, message us on Instagram or Facebook or any of those places, or drop us a message here on the show and, tell us that you're interested and, we'll take a look at it because we're trying to be not like exclusive, but we want to make sure that people are truly wanting to grow as an entrepreneur, as a freelancer, as a side hustler. Like we want to make sure that people are actually trying to get in there. So, and then, you know, for the same for like the WinJet community, I mean, it's free. Like, so just go to like winjet.com and go
/register.
Yeah. /register and join. And you can get access to all the different shows that are on there. Like the several of the shows that you see here on the lives are also there inside the community. You can go and you can get in those discussion groups and you can talk. And yes, and we also have one there as well. winjet.com/groups/hustlemachine. But like, so we talked about, I guess we talked about some like red flags for the type of networking groups that you should be kind of be wary of. Like, what are some groups that you think that people would be good to like look for? Like, what are the kind of groups that you've found beneficial as far as networking or practices, I guess? So not necessarily like a type of group, but like what's a different practice that you've used as far as networking that has worked for you? Because for me, everything comes down to being genuine. And I feel like that's like a huge differentiator when it comes to networking and reaching out, because like, at some point, I would think at some point as an entrepreneur, you're going to have a conversation with somebody you've never met before, because they are connected to somebody or they are the connection that you need to talk to. I mean, heck, I went down the road for like 6 months, 8 months, something like that, because I was obsessed years ago. I was obsessed with wanting to be able to present a new website proposal to Zaxby's, which is a pretty big chicken restaurant chain here in the Southeast. And you couldn't just like call up corporate. You had to get an in, because it wasn't even something that they had like an RFP for, like that they were even talking about it. Like they just had a terrible website. They had online ordering, but like it wasn't really even a part of the website. And there was just so many issues with mobile. It was just bad. And I just happened to see it one day and I was like, I should talk to them. And so I went through just like the website, couldn't find anything, did some like open record searches through Google to try and find people I need to talk to. I ended up on LinkedIn and I was like going down this path. Who do I need to talk to? And then I found their head of marketing at the time. And so I was pursuing that angle. And I had sent a connection request, I think, like right off the bat. I didn't know what I was doing. Like I barely used LinkedIn much at the time. And so I was just like, oh, connect. Okay. When do I get to pitch, you know? And, because I was foolish, because I was going with that mentality of what can I get from you style of networking rather than let's build a community and let's actually forge a relationship first. Right. And so I immediately clicked the connect button and it just went unanswered. Right. Like this person is the head of a very large chain of restaurants, or the marketing director for a very large chain of restaurants. And I was like, well, this isn't going to go anywhere. So nothing happened with the connection request. So I did some more digging and I found their office number. And then I ended up finding this person's actual office, like their desk number. And I proceeded to call once every other week. And I would leave a voicemail. And then in the off weeks of that, I would just call and try and get them on the phone. And of course she never answered. So, but I didn't leave messages then, but I was very methodical. Like don't like overwhelm this person. I'm just trying to get on their radar. And so I left a couple of messages and I can't remember what it was, but I think I went back to LinkedIn after several months, and I don't know if it's still a thing, but I think at the time, like you could like cancel the connection request, and I canceled it, and I sent a message with it, you know, and I just was like, hey, I really would like to connect with you. I'm a small business, you know, freelancing marketing. I'd like to talk to you about your website. I come from the restaurant world. I'm super interested in talking with you. It was just like this long, like I expected someone to actually read it. Right. And then, no response. And then, what was it? I don't know. I was like, you know what? I stopped. This is like several months in at this point. This is probably like 4 months in. And I was like, you know what? I need to actually approach this as if I was trying to like make a new friend or create a community. And so I just started following them. So like I think at some point she had accepted the connection request once I sent that new thing, but she didn't respond or anything. So I was just like, you know what, I'm going to try and make memorable connections. And at that point, I was like, I would like the things that she liked. And then if she posted something, I would actually read the article and I would then comment on it, like as if it was like an actual friend who posted it. And I say all this to say, it's when you approach it from what can I get from you? It's like dead ends. It's dead ends. It's frustration. It's just like, it's toxic because it's, you're not actually trying to create anything valuable. You're just trying to get something. And when I stopped, shifted gears and was like, yeah, let me actually read what she's posting. Let me read this article that she shared. Let me look at this group that she said, hey, you should check it out. And then she posted something and I was like, oh, hey, I recognize that person in that photo. And I like looked at it more. And so like, once I started commenting, then she messaged me and was like, hey, I saw your message that you sent me all those months ago. It sucked because of timing, but like, she's like, we already have somebody who's contracted to build it and they're building it right now, but I appreciate you connecting with me and engaging, you know? And so I got, at the end of the day, I actually got to talk to her. Right. Mm-hmm. I even got on the phone talking with her for a while. and got to pick her brain about stuff. But like, it was not until I shifted gears and went with a wholesome pursuit that things actually started panning out for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought you were getting to the point where you said that we were going to be building Zaxby's new website.
No. I think I would have spilled the beans on that before just this live call.
Not telling me now. excuse me, guys. I think to answer your question, what I would look out for is one thing I hate when you get on these groups and you have these entrepreneurs, they say, tell us about your business, post it here. Mm-hmm. And then like, you're like, oh, I'll do that. And then you look at all the comments and there's like 450 and you're like, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
not posting. Who's sitting here reading like, oh, look at that. They do marketing. Wow.
I did. You know what though? When I did that, I did join a group one time and that was my similar strategy to you, is to get involved and get engaged and try to comment, post something. What do I say on LinkedIn? Like comment, post something, share something. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to do that on this and it's in some ways it worked.
But one of the rules got you visibility, but it really didn't.
It didn't. It fizzled out to nothing. I mean, again, my approach was I'm trying to get leads. So I approached it in that way because that's the way it was set up. Yeah. But it was so overly saturated that it was pointless. So what, to circle back on what Hustle Machine is, it's not going to be a salesy networking thing. If you want to talk about your business, fine. But what we're going after is a community of people who understand one another.
Right.
People who understand what you're going through. People who, because I am a part of a group personally of some other entrepreneur guys that we meet once a month. And this is exactly what we do, is we talk about the things we're struggling with, the things that have worked for us, things that haven't worked for us, things that we can learn from having employees. And because the thing is like most entrepreneurs are lonely. They get into this, I don't want to call it a rut, but they get into this phase where they feel like they are by themselves. Mm-hmm. Most of them work from home. You'll see them working in coffee shops, but again, they're in it by, a lot of them are in it by themselves. Mm-hmm. And even the people who are, like, they do have a big group of, or a relatively big company with, you know, several, it's still a small business, but they have several employees. It's still a lonely seat to be in, because you have to ride a line with the employee. You have to, you cannot, share things and divulge into things that you want to, and you want to talk to somebody about, but you can't because it's part of the company. And like, that would just be one, awkward, and two, maybe just not their business. And it would just not be fitting to share that. Me and you are in a unique spot where me and you can talk about things, like me and you can go and work off each other. But, the sheer fact that there's a mental health aspect to all this, being an entrepreneur is very scary. And you need that group of people around you who can link arms with you and say, I've got you.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. Because I've personally seen so many entrepreneurs quit because they get to a point where they're either burnout, which again, that goes back to the Hustle Machine mentality, is you don't have to go so far. And secondly, they were sucked into these groups where there was a comparison trap that was starting to happen.
Yeah.
And I my heart breaks for those people, because again, like, if they had that community of people around them saying, I'm not going to let you give up, we're going to help you get through this season or this difficult part of being an entrepreneur, so we can get you to the next stage. And I think I even preface it in the show, like, it, if you physically need to stop like your business and walk away, then okay, that's a different story. But in most cases, that's not what's happening. There's a mental game that happens, and it's hard to get through that sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Great. I was going to mention something that we were just talking about in the group yesterday, but I want to save it because it kind of connects in with a topic we're talking about in the future. But it was great. Zach and I were at a meeting yesterday, which is why we couldn't make the live show. And we were getting in the car, and I overheard somebody say something, and I was like, amen, brother. And the guy like gave me like the thumbs up. And I was like, this is a perfect topic for what we've been talking about, kind of like toxic work cultures and trying to fix that, especially when you are an entrepreneur and you're building it on your own. So I just posted that in the group last night, and you know, we were all talking back and forth about our own experiences with that. Yeah. So we'll talk about what that conversation kind of opened up, you know, and probably in the next show or two. But it's about like that. That's what Hustle Machine is. Hustle Machine is about trying to unpack that life as an entrepreneur, as a freelancer, as a hustler, and just trying to do it in a healthy way where you can find balance in your life. So, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, keep listening, because we're here every week, not typically Thursdays. We're usually here on Wednesdays. So, but yeah, that's us. That's who we are. And that's what we're about. So, and I guess like Forrest Gump, that's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that. Thank you guys for listening again. Not our typical day that we are on. We appreciate you guys checking us out. This is mm-hmm. your first time. We encourage you to come back, tune in next week. We do this every single week, every Wednesday. Again, follow our social channels are right below. You can see those now. Follow mm-hmm. us, our Hustle Machine podcast, wherever you can find that. Join the WinJet community. Join our WinJet community as well. That is in the comments on that you can see on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. So you should be able to see those. It's winject.com/groups/hustle machine. Mm-hmm. Be a part of it, be active, and be a part of our Facebook Hustle Machine group as well. There's a lot of good conversations that are happening there. So again, till next week, we'll see you guys soon.
Bye. This podcast is brought to you by WinJet Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.